Good morning and welcome to the Renewing Your Mind Spiritually Devotional Series. My name is Larry Miles. I live in Louisville, Kentucky, and today's lesson will be, we must be fully committed to Jesus. Every person we know is committed to something. That includes Christians and unbelievers alike. There are many areas of our life that demand our commitment. Those of us who claim to be a member of the Lord's church should place commitment as a very high priority in our lives. We should strive to be the best citizens we can be, the best parents, the best workers, etc. One of our goals as a Christian should be that we should draw nearer to the Lord Jesus daily as we walk in His commandments and walk for Him and live for Him who died for us. Christianity is a here and now religion. If we're willing to put the Lord Jesus first in our lives, He will equip us for the task of serving Him and putting our faith into action. If we're willing to make this commitment to Him, He will bless us beyond measure. He came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. Our commitment to the Lord Jesus Christ will include taking the gospel to the lost and strengthening the saved. It will lead us to be an encouragement to our fellow believers. The Apostle Paul wrote these words in Romans 12, 1-2. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. My fellow believers, it is in the mind that we decide how we're going to act. Let's allow the Holy Spirit to work in our lives. Again, if we are willing to make the commitment to serve the Lord Jesus, He will not let us down. He will equip us for service and we will grow in the grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. We must ever be abounding in the work of the Lord. Thank you for listening to this short devotional, and we pray that you will take it to heart. You'll look to the Word of God that we've read today and try to apply it to your daily life for Him. Again, my email address is larrymiles1952@gmail.com. You can check out my blog at larryslines.com.